This is a Yenkasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.
Karibu sana, Samuel Ngai.
Yes.
Yes, na ningeomba tuanze hii session.
Okay.
Yes, utuambie what is carbon credits. Kuna watu wanajiuliza, maybe wale watu wenye wanakusikiza wasikilizaji wetu maybe wako na maswali mingi, what is carbon credit eh?
Okay,
yeah,
so before hata niongee kuhusu carbon credits,
mm-hmm,
ningependa turudi nyuma kidogo tujue where did all this carbon credit talk ilitokea wapi.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a climate summit ilikuwa,
mm-hmm,
in 2015.
Yeah.
It's called the Paris Climate Summit,
mm-hmm,
where 190 nations, mm-hmm, signed the Paris Agreement,
mm-hmm,
to reduce the greenhouse gases,
mm-hmm,
enye zinaharibu mazingira yetu.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the original idea came from.
Discussion ilianza hapo.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Na hapo ndio sasa the carbon credits,
mm-hmm,
come into place.
Mm-hmm.
So if we break down what a carbon credit is,
mm-hmm,
basically it's like a buying permit.
Mm-hmm. Buying permit.
Yes, like a buying permit.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, a company or an organization,
uh-huh,
let's say come a Bidco,
uh-huh,
Africa,
uh-huh,
when you wanatengeneza their products,
uh-huh,
wanaribu mazingira.
Yeah.
So na hawezi acha.
Uh-huh.
Ama it take time before,
uh-huh,
they completely stop.
Uh-huh.
So what happens, they go purchase a carbon credit.
Uh-huh.
So that's why it's buying. Nika unenunua sasa.
Mm-hmm.
So you pay someone, a company,
mm-hmm,
or organization,
mm-hmm,
enye inasafisha mazingira in this case.
Mm-hmm. So ni kama allowance.
Exactly, nika allowance.
Okay.
So company A, enye ina produce the carbon emissions,
uh-huh,
inalipa company B. Company B enye inasafisha mazingira.
Oh.
So wanawalipa, na sasa kuwalipa ni in form of carbon credits.
Okay.
So a company,
uh-huh,
kulingana na their strategic plans,
mm-hmm,
wanapewa a certain number of carbon credits.
Mm-hmm.
To assume ni 1 million carbon credits.
Okay.
So this carbon credits ni watatumia ku offset,
uh-huh,
their carbon emissions,
yeah,
zenye wanaproduce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
So
yes, ningeruhusu ongea tu.
Oh, yeah. So, mm-hmm, nilikuwa nataka kwenda kwa how it's measured in a say.
Mm-hmm.
So you find one carbon credit,
mm-hmm,
is equivalent to one ton. That's 1,000 kgs of carbon.
Guy.
Okay,
tukirudi nyuma kidogo, Samuel Ngae.
Okay.
Tukisema kuna venye tulifunzwa shule, carbon, ni hiyo gas, excess gas, eh? So,
yes.
Unaongelea kuhusu hizi kampuni za industrial company ama unaongelea kuhusu any company? If at all wako na hizi waste products. Carbon bin one.
Okay, so the focus is majorly on industrial,
uh-huh,
because they produce the most.
Yeah, okay.
But ukiangalia kama flower farms, for example,
uh-huh,
they also wanachangia sana na kuharibu mazingira because, uh-huh, of the excess fertilizer wanatumia,
mm-hmm,
the excess chemicals. So,
mm-hmm,
they also do play a part.
Yeah.
But ukikompare yao na an industry, let's say like a Bidco, for example,
mm-hmm,
there's a kuna disparity kubwa sana.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe tulize, why come and market carbon? Why come and tell us about carbon credits today? Bono ukuje na,
okay,
na from start the government has put in place venye umetuelezea. Like kuna mnapima, okay, one ton sijui is equivalent to what?
Eh? Mm-hmm. So in this case,
mm-hmm,
unapata venye nimesema one ton,
mm-hmm,
is 1,000 kgs.
1,000 kgs.
So, of carbon.
Mm-hmm.
Enye imekuwa sequestered. So, kusequester is a capture or storing,
mm-hmm,
it in a safely way or in a secure and stable way.
Mm-hmm.
So unapata mimi kaa ni mkulima wa avocado,
mm-hmm,
kuna carbon enye yo mmea yangu ime,
mm-hmm,
ime sequester.
Mm-hmm.
Enye imeka kwa the plant. Sasa inaenda kwa bark, inaenda,
mm-hmm,
kwa leaves. At the same time, unaona inapeana tumatunda pale.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win situation.
Okay.
So why carbon markets, sahi ndo tunajiuliza?
Mm-hmm.
It's an avenue yenye imeonekana inaweza saidia sana in this climate change action.
Mm-hmm.
Tuko nayo.
Tabia nchi ya hewa. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
So unapata inasaidia sana especially in incentives. Unajua sisi binadamu tukisikianga ni pesa ndio tunaweza changamuka kidogo.
Kabisa, money makes a person, eh? Achangamuke.
Yeah, they say money rules the world.
And it matters.
So money makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
So one way of, let's say, atanda to me a Bidco because it's one of the biggest companies in Kenya and East Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So a company like Bidco Africa, ndio, they come to a point, they start caring about the environment or taking their responsibility seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have incentives.
Mm-hmm.
Mbona wafanye hivyo?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like mbona they go out of their way to actually even deal in this carbon trading.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where carbon markets come into place.
Mm-hmm.
They are like an incentive. Yani ile kuwahimiza ama ile kuwa entice wakuje or participate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the importance of our carbon markets.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is to encourage businesses to invest in cleaner technology.
Yeah.
Sijika juzu ilisikia Bamburi.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced their energy saving initiative or strategy.
Mm-hmm.
In all the way back to 2040.
Mm-hmm.
You see such a company
in a
boost also their influence or their image.
Mm-hmm.
Their reputation is a really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Oh.
Now at the same time, once they also contribute in the carbon markets, they're also supporting the improvement of technology.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So in the case company A and you know produce all the emissions, waki support company B through the incentives, yani buying the carbon trading the carbon markets, buying the carbon credits through the carbon markets, kuna pesa inaenda kwa company B.
Wow.
So company B inatumia hiyo pesa, inaenda inapanda miti, a company inatumia stima, wanna switch to renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
So in the long run, unapata inasaidia the environment in a way.
Wow. And what about these greenhouses? What to the smallholders farmers? House more what to a greenhouse wanajua hiyo about carbon credit ama how they can emit gases from their greenhouses.
Okay, so that's a good question because when you nimesema everyone is playing a part in contributing to the greenhouse emissions.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, let's say flower farms for example,
one
way they can now switch ni through regenerative farming. So badala ya kutumia excess fertilizers na all those pesticides, they can either reduce or find ways of farming yenye bado inasaidia. So in this case unapata wanze kutumia kama manure for example.
Wasitumie easy artificial fertilizers.
Wanaweza tumia but to an extent. Unajua at the same time at the end of the day it's business.
Okay.
It's business.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing ni unapata, if we encourage the flower farms to participate, there's some money. Unaona, let's say flower farm A, there's an amount of carbon on a sequester. Let's say in this case, on a sequester, 40 tons of carbon.
Yeah.
So you find they can sell the carbon,
they
can sell it at a price. Let's say in this case, enye inakuwa considered ni 40 to 80 US dollars per ton. So you find that money unaona itawasaidia bado kuendeleza kilimo yao. Yeah, so that's one way yenye pia flower farms wanaweza fanya. Na pia ule mkulima mdogo asione ni kama ana changio, pia yako na changio kubwa sana
because
an avocado farmer.
Mhm.
At the end of the day hiyo kusequester ni ile tu photosynthesis ya normal plant. So hiyo carbon inaingia kwa mmea. So as a farmer of an avocado, ukiona eka zako 40 ama let's say 10 ama 1, kuna carbon yenye imekuwa stored. So you can sell the carbon to earn a certain amount of money. So in the long run it's a win-win situation. Unasaidia mazingira na unapata pesa.
Maybe tungerudi hapo kwa why the importance of carbon markets. Kuna pahali tulikuwa tumebakisha on your end.
Okay. Kuna swali.
Si swali, ningeomba turudi maybe kwa why carbon market.
Oh, why?
Why?
Neza yeka basically into two,
mm-hmm.
like generally,
mm-hmm.
The importance of the carbon markets
mm-hmm.
is just to provide a financial incentive
mm-hmm.
to the companies,
kuna pesa.
Organizations,
mm-hmm.
kuna pesa iko hapo.
Mm-hmm.
Itasaidia kila mtu mwenye ako, ako in play.
Mm-hmm.
Company A, Bitcoin, wenye wana emit,
mm-hmm.
wanalipa watu,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, mm-hmm. ina venye nimesema, ina raise their reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say me I'm a businessman,
mm-hmm.
naenda naangalia which companies
mm-hmm.
wanasaidia kutunza mazingira.
Yeah.
So in this case, nitaenda niangalia, wow, Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
wana contribute na in their carbon markets, they are playing a part.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll invest my money there.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
So ina enhance their reputation, at the same time,
mm-hmm.
ina attract environmental
mm-hmm.
awareness
mm-hmm.
As a organization and as a company.
Mm-hmm.
Na bado, as Bidco,
mm-hmm.
wanaonyesha commitment
mm-hmm.
In environmental sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Like kupanda miti.
Because they're also playing... Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Like kupanda miti.
Yeah. Hata si, unajua tuangale kaa Bidco, probably mm-hmm. watapanda miti.
Mm-hmm. Watafanya
miti. But since wanalipa company B,
mm-hmm.
when you wanasafisha mazingira,
mm-hmm.
they are playing a part by showing commitment.
Oh, wow.
Unaona? So wanaonyesha hadi sisi... Sikatai tunachafua, but tunasaidia pia kusafisha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one way.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing ni investing in cleaner technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So Bitco sasa juwezi panda miti,
mm-hmm.
wanaweza invest in solar technology,
energy.
For example.
Mm-hmm.
Wanaweza invest in technologies zenye zinasaidia kureduce
mm-hmm.
the emissions of carbon.
Okay.
So that's why unapata carbon markets are important.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe tungeenda katika swali jingine ni how many types of carbon markets are there? Maybe kuna mtu anajiuliza ni wagapi ama mtu anaweza anza aje? Yeah.
So there are two types of carbon markets.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna moja inaitwa compliance,
mm-hmm.
na kuna moja inaitwa voluntary.
Mm-hmm.
So in the compliance market,
mm-hmm.
this is usually established by a government.
Yeah, serikali.
Na serikali.
Uh-huh.
Ka Kenya by the
tumenaya
the train. Eh, tuko ndani. President Ruto is really spearheading.
Uh-huh.
Joe amesema ni 15 billion trees.
Uh-huh.
So yanga lei kupanda tu miti peke yake.
Mm-hmm.
He's also looking forward to the future
mm-hmm.
towards the carbon markets. Because Kenya, we can really make some good money with the carbon markets.
So apa...
all the...
Hapa tukitubenya tuliambiwa tuanze kupanda miti, eh? So ni serious,
yeah.
Ilikuwa serious, eh? Si joke.
Ilikuwa serious, si jokes.
Uh-huh.
You can imagine a country kama Kenya tukiwa na 30% forest cover.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yoni miti mingi sana. You can just imagine all that tons and tons of carbon in a country tutakuwa na sequester yearly.
Mhm.
Inaweza fika even to 1000 tons, so you can imagine all that money.
Wow.
Enye itasaidia sasa kuendeleza the government projects huku zenye.
Uh-huh. Aya, yeah. So see a joke.
So see joke. It's
uh-huh.
it's a serious thing, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, so in the compliance markets,
okay.
Established by the government,
mm-hmm.
and they have mandatory emission reductions.
Uh-huh.
Our kona targets they must meet.
Uh-huh.
So kama Bitcoin anaambiwa this year you must clean or put efforts
uh-huh.
za ku clean the environment by a certain mark.
Mm-hmm.
And you must or you
mm-hmm.
must work towards
mm-hmm.
Ensuring the market or the target imefikiwa.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so specific.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also be used in the compliance, they can purchase.
Mm-hmm.
They purchase the carbon credits now to offset.
Mm-hmm.
So car Bitco, they can now purchase, let's say, 1 million
mm-hmm.
carbon credits,
mm-hmm.
which they can now buy or sell
mm-hmm.
to offset the carbon mm-hmm. carbon emissions enye wanatoa as a factory or
mm-hmm.
organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the compliance market.
Hiyo ni compliance,
na,
eh?
Yeah. An example ni kama the European Union
mm-hmm.
emission trading system.
Mm-hmm.
So in Europe,
mm-hmm.
they have wako mbele yetu sana.
Kabisa.
So they have already set these markets in place.
Mm-hmm.
Na one example sasa ni kaa hiyo inajita EU ETS
mm-hmm.
EU
mm-hmm.
ETS.
What?
European Union Emissions Trading System.
Oh.
So that's an example of our compliance market.
Tuko na hiyo ya pili, voluntary carbon market. Hiyo nayo ni gani?
So voluntary, ile ni kujitakia, even from the name. Kujitakia. So a company, acha ni tumie tu Bidco tena. A company, let's say kaa Bidco. Wako motivated. Motivated to by their own sustainability goals. So wameamua kama sisi kama kampuni, since tuna contribute sana kuchafua mazingira, we will set our own targets zenye sisi tuta work towards meeting. So yeah, ina specific ati, let's say ni kama mjamiti kuna consequences. Yao ni purely voluntary. Yeah, and it takes at the end of the day unajua inasaidia tu kusafisha mazingira.
So yeah. Hii voluntary carbon market iko kwa private entities ama iko wapi basically?
It's basically, this one is more, it's usually more flexible and ina cover a wide range of projects.
Oh.
So unapata mainly ina rely ama mainly ime fall into the private sector, but it's open to anyone. The government can also use this as another avenue to trade their carbon.
So the government anaweza tumia hiyo ya voluntary carbon.
Anaweza tumia voluntary ama compliance.
Na anawalipa?
Sasa hapo ndio incentives inakuja sasa.
Well,
so the more carbon credits you have,
the more money. Okay. So between the two, compliance na voluntary carbon markets, which one is maybe preferable, go at the better one ama the best?
Sasa unajua ikifika ni kama pale tukiwa primary for example. Tulikuwa naambiwa English kila mtu lazima apate 60. You can just imagine the pressure enye kuna kwa wengine na the easiness to some. So unaona at the end of the day kuna mtu atapata 60 but itamgharimu sana.
Sana.
Na probably next exam anaweza fail ama anaweza punguza because that was not him or her. But the voluntary one, since it's more flexible, I can set my own targets. And as I say, this time I can party 50. Napata. And then next time, na set 60.
60.
So naenda tu niki, increase, increase, increase. So in my own opinion, as I say, my voluntary is much more efficient in a way. Since it's more flexible and I cover a wide range of projects.
Na iku force.
Force.
Well.
Yeah.
So maybe ningeomba tuendelee katika maswali yetu. Why are we hearing about these carbon markets? Mbona tunasikia kuhusu compliance market? Mbona tunahisi kuhusu voluntary carbon markets? Why?
So if we take a look a picture to look at the world today. Vitu mingi zimechange. Meat is in a katwa. And your drought, these are floods, cars go to Kenya. Yani there's so much and it happen, especially environmentally wise. So we sit down and ask ourselves a question. How can we play a part in mitigating that? Especially from a business aspect. Because always in Yambia company na produce, let's say, simiti, na produce mafuta kupika, ati watakaa chini waache kufanya biashara the environment
haiezi.
So this is why the carbon markets really come into place as a way of promoting the climate or rather zinasaidia in fighting the climate change yenye tuko nayo sahi. So it was recognized as a really powerful tool in fighting against climate change. Now at the same time it provides practical markets, practicality to it, and the markets that it's needed to fight the climate change that we actually have. This is by providing the incentives that are needed. Ina provide the necessary incentives to companies. Wanaambia saa nyinyi mnaweza endelea, but you can also do this to fight the climate change and fight the zile mashida tuko nazo saa hii. So that's why tunaisikia saa hii. Actually, it has been there. Ni venye imeanza ku gain traction saa hii. because you know the goal is 2030.
Mm-hmm.
Una division Kenya to division 2030.
Mm-hmm.
And 2030 iko tu pale tunaiona. So that's why it's being fast tracked kidogo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at the same time creating a financial value.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the aspect, unajua carbon in itself is intangible. Yani hizi shiko
hizi shiko
ndio hii.
Mhm.
Eh, I always sema ndio niko na kilo zangu 10 hapa.
Mhm.
So the carbon markets create that aspect to it, ile financial aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way they can measure, there's a way they can verify, and there's a way they can actually sell.
Mm-hmm.
So mimi mkulima nikiwa na eka zangu 10,
mm-hmm.
They can come, they can measure,
mm-hmm.
they can verify, wataniambia niko na tan 10,
mm-hmm.
inauzwa hii bei,
mm-hmm.
niuze, na since hakuna timiti na cut or anything,
mm-hmm.
they measure, they pay you, at the same time, na happen next year by 1, next year by 2, naona it's a continuous thing.
So basically wanapimanga na nini?
So there are ways they can actually measure. Uh-huh. Now, they say, at the end of the day, ni carbon ndo inaangaliwa.
The amount of maybe carbon. Ni there.
Carbon.
Uh-huh.
So ni a plot of land.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So in this case, there's a company, for example, in Tobumitra.
Uh-huh.
They usually measure carbon
mm-hmm.
enyeko kwa mchanga.
Mm-hmm.
There's a technique wanatumia satellites,
mm-hmm.
inapima, tukianza kuingia kwa technicality, mm-hmm. honestly.
Uh-huh.
Yoni a bit technical.
Okay.
But they use satellites mostly too,
mm-hmm.
to measure the amount of carbon enyeko kwa mchanga o enyeko kwa plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, na kuna ile maybe kiwango enye haifai kupita?
Kiaje?
Oh, nauliza, maybe kuna ile the amount, eh? Then you know, unajua sasa in every, kwa hii mazingira yetu tunaishi, kuna the amount of carbon in there, eh? Sasa ikipita, hapo nipo sasa unanza, utafuta maybe carbon markets. You're given the direction of looking the carbon markets.
Not necessarily.
Uh-huh.
Because, let's say, mini kio na shamba.
Mm-hmm.
Enye ikona avocados.
Mm-hmm.
Ojua kasa hii, bado they still easy misitu tuko nazo.
Yeah.
Deserts tuko nazo, maji tuko nazo. They're still sequestering carbon.
Yeah, wow.
Regardless of kama sisi tunapima ama tupimi.
Uh-huh.
Cuz nature, it's cyclic in nature, inajisafisha yenyewe.
Mhm.
But as we are fast tracking it by mm-hmm. encouraging it to accelerate it in a way.
Mhm.
That's so unapata, let's say the November 13th,
mm-hmm.
the tree planting national day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a day to plant more trees.
Mm-hmm.
Unaona nika tumefast track.
Mm-hmm.
Tumefast track by kupanda miti mingi sana.
Tukipanda
let's say 100 million trees.
Mm-hmm.
Hizo 100 million hazikuwa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it may come into place.
Okay.
That's another thing. To fast track all this damage yenye tumefanya as a country.
Mm-hmm.
And as a people. So there's no, hakuna kiwango per se.
Okay.
We are just, sahi, ukipanda sahi, already unachangia kusafisha mazingira.
Well.
Yeah.
Wow, so maybe ukiwa na kampuni yako, maybe unaanza kujua the basics. Kukue unapanda, miti, at the same time if you are in the carbon market, eh? Bado unapanda miti. Ama something inyeneza zuia kuaccelerate the emission of carbon.
Exactly. So, let's say for example, FF Spark.
Uh-huh.
As we usually tunahimiza, tunaelimisha,
uh-huh.
na tunatrain.
Yeah.
Wakulima on the best practices za kupanda miti. Unajua si kupanda tu mti. Kani kwa social watu wengi walipanda mti na wakaiacha.
Imagine.
Yeah, so, then umesaidia, yes, but there's so much enye hujafanya right.
Mm-hmm.
For example, kuna mti enye ulipanda ikuwa necessarily equipped for that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, unapata utapanda, yes, but inaweza kauka.
Yeah.
Unaona, so this kama let's say site species matching.
Uh-huh.
Kuna the depth yenye unafaa kupanda nayo.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna miti zenye ziko adapted to certain ecological environments ama areas.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna heights, so there's a lot to look into.
Mm-hmm.
There's really a lot to look into. So kama utaki kuenda into that route ya kupanda miti,
mm-hmm.
there's also another route of using improved technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's when apata president anahimiza sana to switch to electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
because unapata gari pia ina contribute to the contribution of greenhouse gases. So if you switch to electric, we mwenyewe umesaidia cause hakuna carbon inaingia kwa the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Na venye magari imekuwa mingi Kenya right now.
Unaona sasa shida yenye tuko nayo sasa?
Uh-huh.
Ni mingi sana. Ni ndizo mandege zenye ziko huku zinachafua bado, so we have a lot of work to do.
Wow.
Sasa why we emphasize on trees?
Uh-huh.
Trees is one of the most efficient efficient forms of sequestering carbon.
Mhm.
Because actively inachukua the carbon ikitupia oxygen.
Mhm. Well,
so it's so it's really effective kabisa. That's why unapata miti inakuwa emphasized tupande kabisa, tupande kabisa.
Inatupea na inatudai.
Exactly. It's an exchange.
Uh-huh.
Unaipea na inakupea kitu.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, maybe tumemalizia hapo pa why are we hearing about carbon markets? Eh? Na maybe umetuelezea, umetuambia ndege kama Germany kule Dubai, yani kwa zile United Arab Emirates, hizo yani kampuni za ndege. Hmm? Na maybe ukiangalia, maybe nikiukuliza swali before tuende kwa swali lingine. Maybe our two, maybe for example, the owners, like right now, we are very privileged to have Kenya Airways. Eh? Tukona, at least tukona ndege zetu. Maybe in their programs, wakona mambo ya kuhimiza ama kuweza kuzuia about carbon credit ama? Wakonayo?
That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
It's a really good question.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, KQ, for example.
Uh-huh.
The amount of carbon wanatoa ni mingi sana.
Yeah.
And the way the companies are nowadays,
because
bado unakumbuka at the end of the day,
there's
a United Nations Sustainable Development Goals.
Yeah.
Zinajita SDG, for example.
Yeah.
For short, that is.
Mm-hmm.
So a company car KQ,
they
can now subcontract another company.
Yeah.
If to them inaweza kuwa kazi mingi sana or just a bit of a stretch, they can pay another company to do on behalf of them.
Wow.
So one has a sign a contract. One has a sign a contract. You plant, let's say, 1 million trees on behalf of KQ, for example.
Wow.
Ama they can also form their own committee, ama their own kikundi, yenye tusaidia ku spearhead their environmental sustainability goals.
Kwa hivyo kuna
kazi. At the
kazi.
Same time, yeah, at the same time, wanaweza kosa kupanda miti, but they can invest in sustainable and renewable technology. Wanaweza invest na mafuta yenye haita carbon yake itakuwa mingi. Wanaweza amua kama airport inatumia stima mingi, badala ku rely on that, we can go solar. We can go green. So wanaweza amua eke solar panels throughout the airport. So meaning your airport itakuwa na itakuwa inategemea the national grid, itakuwa ina generate their own power. So pia hao watakuwa nasaidia in cleaning up the environment, because hakuna yenye wanatoa, wanaongeza, they actually wanapunguza kidogo. Yeah, sijui kama nimejibu swali yako.
Umejibu, by the way. So watu wasi complain hakuna employment, kuna kazi bado.
Kazi iko.
Ukijiposition vizuri.
Yeah, it's just every day. Unatoka tu nje and just look for the opportunities.
Wow, ziko.
Zika tu chini na ziko.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the environment enye. Naweza sema this regime imepush sana mambo na environment. And there's so much work enye tunaweza fanya as a people.
Yeah.
So opportunities ziko hapo sana. Ukiangalia hadi, for example, ka cooking stoves ama makaa.
Yeah.
Pia inachangia sana na the climate change because ina emit carbon. So one way they can do ni usitumia jiko, but you can use the improvised ones zenye zime improvewa na technology yenye itatumia briquettes. Unaweza tumia briquettes badala ya makaa. So there are ways as an individual pia unaweza saidia.
Well, si lazima tukue na kampuni kubwa, so individually unaweza.
Si lazima. Hadi mkulima mdogo, badala kwenda kutumia chemicals mingi, tumia manure, and it's so naturally occurring. Kwa uko na ng'ombe, tumia the manure kupanda.
Tumia kitchen, hiyo. Tulikuwa tunaita aje kitchen.
Kitchen refuse.
Eh,
kama ni kulima bado, unaweza tumia cover crops. Ukishapanda, ukishamaliza kupanda mahindi, badala kuitil, hiyo si mahindi inaweza kuwa silage. At the same time unaweza panda ngwashe. Unaona, inasaidia juu mchanga itachomwa, maji na baki, so inakuwa healthy. So there's so much we can do and so much as an individual unaweza fanya.
Wow. So ningeomba kwanza tuende mapumziko kidogo.
Okay.
Yeah, tukirudi maybe utakuja kuelezea kuhusu carbon trading platforms zenye ziko kwa hii nchi yetu ya Kenya. Na maybe tukimalizia challenges zenye watu wamepitia wenye wameingia katika hiyo carbon trading.
Sawa.
It's okay with you. So maybe ningeomba uelezee msikilizaji wetu matters of why carbon credits the Kenyan platforms zenye ziko about carbon credits.
Okay, so as I was saying, Kenya is on the forefront ikifika ni mambo na climate change, and one of the areas enye tumeenda mbele ni implementing the carbon trading platform. This is our own version. Kavenye nilikuwa nimesema hapo awali, there is the European Union Emissions Trading System. So Kenya we have our own. Bado there's a few issues ama a few things wanafaa ku clarify on. But we're actually working towards it. So in this case there's a company or rather the CYNK Kenya.
Okay.
It's a carbon trading platform. Enye ina basically inafanya tu kile tumekuwa tukiongea. You buy and sell of carbon.
Okay.
So this is basically a middleman. And this is one of the challenges, by the way, enye ina face this carbon markets aspect to it. Because prices are basically set the middleman. In this case, in Kenya, it's the CYNK.
CYNK.
Yeah.
Hiyo inamaanisha aje in maybe. Hiyo si ni abbreviation ama inajiita tu hivyo?
No, it's a name.
Okay.
There's no, yeah, it's si acronym, it's a name.
Oh.
Nika, for example, RFM. Oh. RFM stands.
All right. CYNK.
Yeah.
Okay.
So CYNK.
All right.
So it's a end-to-end platform that measures, verifies and sells high quality carbon credits. In this case there's a company inajita Tamu Group.
Tamu Group.
Yeah, Tamu like Tamu. So
Kitu Tamu.
Yeah, Kitu Tamu.
He?
So Tamu Group.
Iko
so
Kenya.
Usually iko unajua ina deal mainly na sugar cane in the sugar cane industry.
Okay.
So it's mainly based huko Western.
Maybe
watu wa Western anaweza tuambia a thing or two kuhusu.
All right.
But basically when the CYNK was launched, 2 million credits, carbon credits were sold.
Okay.
And the company that actually sold them was Tamu Group.
Tamu Group.
Yeah, so Tamu Group is a company that produces biomass briquettes, high quality biomass briquettes, using the waste of generated from sugar mills operating in Kenya.
So ni kampuni za sukari.
Si kampuni ya sukari. So in this case kama Nzoia Sugar, kuna ile waste wako nayo.
Yeah.
So Tamu Group takes the waste, inatengeneza biomass briquettes. So briquettes is another alternative to makaa.
Okay.
So the briquettes ndio unatumia kwa jiko yako kufanya shughuli yako, kan kupika, kuchemsha maji or something like that.
Na hizi
Tamu Group.
Na hizi kampuni za makaa sasa zitaenda wapi? Briquettes ziki being introduced.
Well, imekuwa introduced, but unajua watu ni wagumu kidogo. Change is inevitable, yes, but it really takes time. So, itabidi tu ameadapt.
Okay.
Because unajua kutengeneza makaa inabidi umekata miti. Na kukata miti si mbaya, because at the end of the day, it's a business, because it's a timber business to it. Na bado makaa. So, ni too sustainable ama kufanya na mtaratibu ama utaratibu.
Okay.
But sir, and a better alternative the briquettes.
Briquettes. So,
yeah.
All right. Umeelezea kuhusu carbon trading platforms kwa hii nchi yetu. Maybe mwisho mwisho kwa katika maswali yetu ni challenges zenye watu wanapitia katika carbon trading. Ni gani hiyo?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So challenge moja.
Mm-hmm.
The set price by the UN is for one carbon credit usually $40 to $80.
Okay.
If you do a mathematical calculation, in this case, ukitumia dola yetu sahi venye iko, inakwambia one ton is around 6K.
6K?
Yeah, 6K.
Okay.
But, because this market is usually unregulated, hakuna mtu atanaisimamilia kuangalia ni nini inaendelea. So, unapata kampuni A, when you wanauza the carbon, they want to offset their own carbon, prices inakuwa set by the brokers. So these brokers wanaweza set a price way below that. Unapata hadi anaweza kuwekea $5 ama $4. So that's one big challenge. And since it's unregulated, there's so much uncertainty to it. Another thing is the accuracy and transparency of carbon credits. You are people are sketchy.
Yeah.
So unaweza pata transparency is another big thing or another key issue. So there's a need to be a more better way of measuring. Unajua, at the end of the day, it requires a lot of data.
Yes.
So in this case, tukiangalia flower from or a farmer, there's so much data he needs to give up. He needs to give up the size of his land, the plants that yamepanda in, let's say, season A to season B.
Yes.
In the in between the seasons, nini yamepanda, ametumia chemicals gani. So there's so much information you need to give up.
Okay.
So we can actually accurately measure the carbon.
Okay.
So you find transparency and accuracy is a,
zinakosekana,
a really big issue. Ni issue kubwa sana.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is the selling price venye nimesema.
Mm-hmm.
Because apart from the brokers in influence, you have so many factors. Policies, government policies, especially in the compliance markets. Kuna vitu mingi sana and in a factor into the price of the carbon.
Okay.
Another thing is also encouraging awareness, participation from different sectors. Mtu mwenye leti anapika anezona ye inihusu. So aneza kosa kuchangia. But at the end of the day, kama anatumia makaa, pia anachangia kuharibu mazingira. So there needs to be a campaign to actually make their awareness and encourage participation.
Okay.
But despite all these challenges, it remains an important role or tool in addressing the climate change and promoting sustainable practices in farming or mitigating climate change.
So yeah, those are the challenges in carbon trading.
Yes.
Maybe
the main challenges.
The main challenges, eh? Maybe
kuna human rights. Anaweza ongezea zingine.
Ongezea mbili.
So there's the human rights aspect to it. Juu wanyo wanaishi kwa misitu wakinaugia kutuliona kile juzi wanafanyiwa. Wanafukuzwa kwa misitu. Lakini kama waumizi mazingira, you know, at the end of the day, being indigenous, yani, hiyo ndo tu kile wanajua. Ni kama sai anajua tu kuchunga ng'ombe. So ukimwambia anze kuuza ama anze kuua ndio aende to this one, itakuwa italeta shida kidogo. So there's a human rights infringement in the aspects of the indigenous people. And there's also the concern of double counting of greenhouse gases. Nika venye tunasemanga double taxing, for example.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tukimalizia, ningeomba useme maybe in a nutshell, nyinyi FF Spark organization, ni mikakati gani mumeka ili kusaidia katika carbon trading for now, tukimalizia?
So, one aspect of FF Spark is usually lobby and advocacy. So, we usually lobby the government. Ile ni, yani ni ile kuachochea ama ni kuwafuatilia. To make sure these policies are set in place. Since being it's so unregulated, there needs to be set principles that could guide the markets. ndio brokers wasi take over, isikuwe a cartel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect of lobbying and advocating for clear policies and clear structures of how things should be. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, need the awareness creating to the farmers, especially to the small scale farmers, the ones wanaona ni kaa kuna kitu anaweza fanya, but even planting that one avocado tree umechangia pakubwa sana.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So creating awareness. Mm-hmm. Na bado training.
Mm-hmm.
Training of farmers to wakipanda miti si kupanda venye nilikuwa nimesema.
Uh-huh.
Because it's all about nurturing the tree.
Uh-huh.
Ni kuikuza mpaka ikue kubwa.
Wow.
Because the more alive it is, or rather nikipanda miti 10 zote zi survive,
mm-hmm.
meaning zote zitakuwa zina sequester the carbon.
Okay.
So meaning I'll be playing a bigger part in mitigating the climate change.
Wow.
Yeah.
So ningeomba kwa muda meyoyoma sana, kwa saizi ni 4:05, maybe
okay.
Your last few words tumalizie interview.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my last few words naweza achia wa Kenya ni ama wakulima hapa seni.
Mm-hmm.
Agroforestry is one of the key things yenye tunaweza tumia as a tool to mitigate climate mm-hmm. change. Kwa
zenye
climate change is real.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to play our part.
Yes.
So as a farmer, if you branch into agroforestry,
mm-hmm.
ama using sustainable farming practices, inaweza saidia sana pakubwa. Na bado wewe Mkenya mwenye si mkulima, panda miti kabisa, join the campaign, join the Green Army kupanda these 15 billion trees.
Mm-hmm.
Tusaidie Kenya na tusaidie dunia yetu.
Wow.
Yeah, na maybe shukran sana kwa RFM.
Hata mimi nimeshukuru.
And also spreading the awareness and spreading the information to your audience and
yes.
introducing us to your audience.
Yes.
So hapo hivyo pia tunasema ni asante sana.
Hata sisi tumeshukuru kwa niaba ya RFM na pia kwa niaba ya Ramata Express kuwa na hiyo muda. Tumeweza kujua yeah. mambo mengi kuhusu carbon credits. Asante.
This is a Yenkasa Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMAC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.